I mean, it comes with like humility, you know, being humble. But I'm also an athlete, so you know that's in our blood. We're warriors. I love to compete, but genuinely love to compete because like I do. I want people to be better. I know you can be better. Yeah. So we've been making people raise the bar ever since, if I may say.
As you should.
We've been making people. If you look around, we make people raise the bar, and like I was talking to some of my guys, like. Literally about this, and we're just talking about how the game is developed, how some things can be some easier to people. But you have to realize when you're like the pioneer and you're in charge of raising that bar, like you did that out of pure creativity. Like you can't be mad when you said it that way and you don't want to compete no more. Like
Never Too Shy is back. Hi guys. Hey.
Hello. I always get stuck in this part.
Yeah, always. This part's always the awkward, weird ass part where you're like walking into a room and saying hello. It's kind of what it feels like. Yeah.
Last week, me and Tati tried doing it at the same time, and
it was bad. It was the Moxie twins. Just,
yeah, literally.
I love it. Well, welcome. I'm Paulina.
I'm Tati.
I'm Nestor.
And our guest today is here.
Who are you, guest?
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Introduce yourself.
All right, well. To keep it simple, my name is Marcus. I go by creative artist, DJ director, MDoc. Born and raised, you know, Southside. Shout out to my Afro-Latino people, Pilsen.
Period.
Yeah. Back of the arts, you know, Chicago kid, may I say.
Yeah.
I love it.
Welcome to Never Too Shy.
Welcome.
And you've been knowing pretty much this room for a while.
Family.
Yeah,
room.
Yeah. Literally.
That is so cool. Yeah, it's like
we're
family.
All so busy. I wish we could like be a little bit closer, but I know that everyone's busy. You're super busy, and we're going to get into that too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so true. It's like everyone is so busy, but it's still cool, I think, when we get to come the full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because the moments that we've been able to talk, it might be a little bit weird because I would get so deep into like conversation and we're like at the club and I'm like, he's probably like in that, like I have to go DJ. You know what I mean? But I appreciate every single time that like,
I always stop you though.
He goes along with me. And that's what I love.
No, facts. He always like takes time to like show love and like talk to people. And I think that's much appreciated. That's why people like him so much.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry to be awkward, but...
You're not awkward.
I love it. No, yeah, you are like that.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, that's key. That's like one of the keys for me, like just, you know, coming in, we want to talk about creation is key. Mm-hmm. You have to create those moments. If you're like, just, I got to go, you're not going to give that time to create those moments, you know, with y'all. If I'm just like always boom, boom, I never will have time to talk to y'all. Even like, for me, I can pick up information very fast. So even if I'm talking to you and have like a moment and that, I could tell
and you can
on.
Tell a lot about people. I feel like it takes a lot for somebody to like narrow down to a person when like there's so much going on, and then you can do like something so like intimate real quick at that moment by having like a quick deep conversation. I think it's respectable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. So we start off the show with affirmations, right? Uh-huh. So kind of like the tone we're setting for the day, the week, whatever it might be, something you're going through, you're feeling, something you saw that resonated on social media. Mm-hmm. So I can start first and then we'll make our way around. If you gotta still think about yours, it could be as long as short as you want it to be. Uh-huh. But I think for me this week, mine is focused on, I'm a big Bob Marley guy over here. Love Bob Marley, like such a fan. And I know his movie's coming out or it came out already, I believe. So my favorite Bob Marley song, I think, which is when he says like, don't worry, every little thing's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. I just remember hearing that. My stepdad for some reason would always play it. That's why I'm a big Bob Marley person. And I just remember hearing that when I was little. And like, I think now at this big age of 30, I'm like, it's really resonated just like in so many ways, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's like career wise or family, whatever it might be, friends, issues you have going on. It's like, it's so settling and comforting for me to hear those lyrics. And I love Bob. So maybe that's why I make that connection. So for me, it's every little thing is going to be all right.
Amen.
I love that you're on first name basis with him.
With Bob? Oh, yeah, me and Bob.
You and Bob.
We go way back.
Yeah, I love when Bob says
that. That's the man.
He is. I love Bob Marley. That's mine.
I'm close to Bob in many ways also.
You probably are.
I'm close to him.
Yeah, I love that. That's my boy.
Nothing too crazy though. Chill.
Do you want to go next, Tati, or do you want to?
Yeah,
try yours?
I can go.
Okay,
I know
perfect.
Mine.
Let's go.
You know, I feel like mine is creation is key. Kind of everything I've been going forth. You know, one thing Bob Marley can say, "Don't worry," but like for the people who are constantly worried, if you create, that worry kind of goes away.
Mm. I want to dive back into that later as well about you.
That's really deep. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I was like, wait, hold on. Repeat. Open up a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to dive back into that. Maybe like if that's kind of your way.
Nah, we could.
You create, you know, because creation comes from someplace, right?
Yes.
Like whether it's a place of hurt, place mm-hmm. of happiness, a place mm-hmm. of whatever. Mm-hmm. So I want to dive back into that. We can't, we can't forget that. Go ahead. Your turn.
Mine is, y'all know mine are kind of long. This one's kind of long. Mine is, an army of lions led by a sheep is nothing compared to an army of sheep led by a lion.
Deep.
That's mine. Do you
We're
get, yeah.
deep today.
I like yeah. that.
I understand that.
To me, that holds a lot of power.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people in the world that like feel like their strength comes from numbers and just from having a following. But a real leader, it doesn't matter who's with you. Like, you lead and you just know. Mm-hmm. You don't need validation from people. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything. So I feel like that hit.
Facts. Yeah. And you're a Leo, right?
Yeah, that wasn't why I said it.
I know it wasn't.
It kind of works.
Inspired
it. I thought about it.
It kind of works.
I thought of a lion. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a lion, not a sheep.
Neister. I can't talk today. Oh, it's my God. Baby brain.
Never mind. I'll talk to you about that later. But mine is inspired by... Do you remember last time we went to go have lunch? Or not lunch, but dinner right after? Mm-hmm. I asked her, do you think it's true how they say that like people have like compassionate for like kids and women, but not for men? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of inspired by that. And I don't know if you guys have seen like that, those commercials where like... This guy talks about how guys only get flowers like in their death or whatever.
Ooh.
And so like something that I kind of like going off of that, just something, my affirmation was like kind of like celebrate the men in your life more, you know. And I know a lot of people say like, oh, he's gay, so he does that already. But not in that sense, you know, like just celebrate the men because I feel like they deserve their flowers, you know. And with that, I actually brought you guys flowers.
Wait, what?
I bought the guy's flowers because I felt like...
You did? That's yeah. so kind.
I feel like...
Wow.
Oh. Wait, I'm going to cry.
Stop.
That made me emotional.
That was so nice.
Yeah, and I just feel like... Because it was crazy. I was thinking about that, and I was like just thinking about like, man, that's so true. Like, people don't celebrate the man. And even now, like, there's like this whole movement of like bashing men and like... Be like the masculinity man, and I am so about empowering women, but also like just celebrate the man in your life. I think for me that is important. I don't do it enough. I'm starting to do that more, like with my dad and my brothers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
absolutely, and I think that's powerful. You could do one without diminishing the other. You could do both. Just
but
because
a lot of times it doesn't happen.
No, like right? That. Okay,
like we put each other against each other, but yeah.
That is so sweet. You're very like, you think so quick, and I love how you just think of others. I love that about you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Aww. Look at your flowers.
Yeah, that's fire.
He's just like, wow.
It definitely falls in the same line, you know? And when I say creation is key, it's not even just for self. It's like creating like for others. And then you can never like go wrong when you genuinely create for others. You even create the time. You create the moments. Absolutely. Even the communication, creating kind of like, because some people can't come to like that thought or that step forth, and that's the same thing that I mean in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like that you said like creating for others, because oftentimes like people say like do it for yourself, do it for you, which yes, of course, like self-love, do it for you. But there's many people, I think I'm one of them, that like when I create for others, like that is self-love for me.
Mm.
Like what I do with my kids, like creating a safe place for them to cultivate their genius and find their artistry and feel loved, like that gives me all the joy in the world. Like I'm doing it for them because that's like what I'm passionate about. And I'm creating those moments, those memories. I'm creating bonds. I'm creating artists. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, when I think about that, one time I was going through a lot and I was telling, I remember actually I was part of a church at that moment, and I was telling the pastor, like our youth pastor, I was telling him like, man, like, I feel like I'm still stuck and I'm going through a lot of stuff. And he's like, stop thinking about yourself and like think about others. And that kind of like sparks that, you know, in my head.
Yeah, great. So I can absolutely see that. Yes. Definitely. I want to dive in more about Marcus and talk to you because you have a lot of questions for you. The group chat's been getting... We've been grouping.
Chat.
All right. Let's run.
You can put him right there.
I love how he's holding
like a baby.
Like, listen, you see this?
Oh, I got so flowers. Before we dive in, producer
Marco. Your girl, can you give me some flowers?
Yo, bring them to your girl. There you go.
Oh, we got
she doesn't need
to
know.
Those are for you. Those are
okay, but you can give her one.
Yes. Producer Marco, before we dive in, can you give us your affirmation as well? And you don't have a microphone. Okay. Well, we can always toss ours.
Do you want me to toss it?
Yeah, we could step over here.
Oh, my God.
We're over here.
The struggle.
We're sharing our mics.
I didn't even know I had an affirmation today.
On the spot.
We love the spot affirmation.
Value your time with your loved ones.
Mm. Ooh.
You know, sometimes the small moments count the most, in my opinion. And having a little baby at home, you know, going through a lot of ups and downs this weekend with her being sick and her waking up and everything else, I found joy and solace in the small moments.
Mm. Nice.
Even if it's 3 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 8 a.m, whatever it was, I was still joyful to have those solid moments with my daughter. So
absolutely.
Enjoy the solid moments with your loved ones.
Love that.
I love that.
Key. Yes, key.
Mm-hmm. That is I don't know how you would do that because honestly, like, if my kid was sick, I would feel like everything is falling apart. I was
strong, strength.
Man, you're strong for that, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's why you got flowers.
Right, you got your flowers. I love it. So, Marcus, you are here today with us, and we are chatting about you. So we know you, but do we really know you?
Man, I think, what do they say? Do you ever really know a person unless you're around them for, like, all those hours?
Damn.
You know?
That is real. That is real.
It's just hours. Like, you know, we've met through, like, friends and all of our great moments where we're like really just being us, having fun, being
that.
Open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, but then it's like, how do you guys work with the system? Like, how do you work with a boss? How do you work with like pressures from like somebody? Like, you know, those are all different sides of us. And like, some of us have been endured and witnessed that and seen people overcome. And some of us never know and we disregard that and we approach them in a way when we don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just where you got to be patient enough to communicate, I believe, because you can assume very farly.
Mm. Yeah. Earlier, before, you know, we actually fully started recording, because Marcus was already spilling tea. Like, he was already putting us on game, on life, and we're like, hold on, Marcus.
I'm sorry.
But we talked, it was great, but we talked about just like, what do you go by? DJ, creator, producer? And I think it's important to kind of talk about those roles you have and like how titles have power and how like many people may see you in one way, but what they don't see is this. Like, can you talk us through like, what do people see versus what you are?
Profoundly, as a title, I would say that I'm a creative director, DJ producer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, you know, I'm a human that loves art in all its forms. And that's where it all kind of began, you know. You see how other people interact with art and color. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wonder why. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started DJing?
You're known to DJ, right? I was a junior in high school, I believe. 17 for sure.
And okay, yeah.
How many years were you DJing before you went from DJ to like, now I'm directing, like, I'm creating like things, you know? Like,
man, I came in as a trio. Like, I was just, I'm already been like multifaceted in like art, from like dancing, doing graffiti, you know, just all of that. Being with my friends, we were collectively organized by the way we did things as young kids, even from like, you know, bombing certain spots, you know, and like doing stuff like that. Yeah, you know, like you gotta prepare for those things. Yeah. Otherwise, you're gonna be getting your ass whipped by your mom because she has to come pick you up downtown all the time, you know. So we don't want none of that. I would say
When you say you came in as a trio, you said like, are you talking about Desvelados? Are you
talking No, I'm talking about like as a creator. So artist.
Like you personally.
So when my friends, they had a warehouse, which they were using as a studio and an event space. So when I first came in there, I was already like a graffiti artist, blah, blah, blah. You know, they had the turntable setups like, you know, in the corner and working on the mirror. I'm like, I cannot not go to the DJ thing and figure out how it works. I love dancing, you know, like they be making me move at the party. Mm-hmm. They, you know, so I love music. Nobody's over there. I wasn't too intimidated by it. I picked it up every day. I'm talking about hanging out with my friends. Like, oh, they talking like I'm when I, you know, those people like when they get like very creative into something that, and you'd be like, oh, they're kind of shy or they don't talk to them. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm just, I'm having a party up here, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was just like me a whole summer deep practicing, going to the studio every day, learning how to produce music also. So producing music is a very key because it learns you, it teaches you how to structure something within time. You know what I'm saying?
Stuff together.
So you have to, you can make something, create something, but if you don't see it through to the end, then you like, you know, you're really just putting out. But when you see where it's gonna start and where it's gonna end, you can, you look at everything in a sense of way of like how it needs to be produced genuinely. You know what I'm saying?
So trio, you mean like you were a DJ, you were
producer, tagger, and then DJ, producer, and an event. So creative director. The first time I did anything, I was doing my own parties. Like we were doing text messages and $5 at the door.
I remember
from the beginning.
Were you ever part of the Southside Shakedown and all
that?
Yeah, I was a young boy.
Okay,
so when you're talking about like you were putting events together, is that what you're talking
about?
We
are the reason why everybody knows all that music all throughout the city. Yeah. We did all the house parties. 100%. We brought all the DJs together. We tried to do the biggest parties, have the best sound system. That's why we were able to sell out the Metro to do like that. It, you know, you had all these stuff.
I remember those were like
really fire. Cool. 18 plus parties were crazy.
Parties.
Yeah,
it was like
European.
I love that. Oh my god,
European.
Oh man,
there's a few of them, but yeah, it's a trio, you know, a creative director, DJ, producer, events, making music, and DJing has always been like from I haven't stopped. I was doing basketball, going to school, you know, college, graduated on multiple levels, but still stayed doing that.
Yeah. And oh my god, dude, I don't know how you balance that in your head. Just hearing you talk about all of this is like, oh my god.
I'll be honest with you. The secret is that I think people just get exhausted with people too much, and I don't get exhausted with people. I love it, so I can do it all day.
Me too. That's what I feel.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
It's a lot of energy.
Yeah, some people are like, oh, I'm over it. I gotta go home. Yeah, and you like, you just had one conversation.
How do you stay filled? Because a lot of times, what the reason why people feel like that, there's a legitimate reason. Like your energy is being sucked out.
Did you hear what she said earlier when she came in?
No, I wasn't here at that moment, probably.
Don't worry about a thing. People worry too much.
That's
facts.
Mm-hmm. Worrying too much about things that you don't need to. Like, you know?
I completely agree with that.
And people, we talk about it all the time. People like me and her,
their social battery is.
We're empaths, though.
Yeah,
that's
we're like
why.
Just worrying about people, just thinking about, like, did I say that to. Did that offend this person and stuff like that?
Every day.
It's so much to the point where like I'm learning how to do that, but I'm guessing that
it's a balance. Don't get me wrong. Like we need people like you because like you guys are always gonna be willing to help somebody out because you're worried about it. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of like understanding that, but not letting it tack you so much where it also affects what you can do for people. Because then it's like. You know what they say, don't do shit half-ass backwards type shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, so you're literally going forward and then you're fighting yourself. It's a balance. Yeah. It's always a balance. It's never, there's no perfection.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
I think in this room, a lot of us, we do consider you an influencer. Not what you could be an influencer you want to be, but like, you know, those girls that are like, hey, like I have, you know, whatever, I shampoo. Yeah. No, it's not like, when we say influencer, we think of your influence on the city. And like with music and events and now festivals, right? That's you're like a bit part of the big festivals in Chicago and Pilsen. Yes. Mm-hmm. So like for you personally, right? Like how do you think? And this is your moment, so I want you to brag on it and speak on it.
Flex on
them. Like how do you think you've influenced the city. And you kind of briefly kind of touch on that earlier. You said, you know, everyone knows this music because of us. We were 18-year-old kids or 17-year-old, you know what I mean? Throwing these parties, which we were all part of. We were all there. And, like, that is how I knew that music. That is how I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of creatives, a lot of really cool, interesting, just, you know, people in the city. So my question for you is, what do you think, or how do you think you've left your influence and your mark on the city? Even though you're still doing it today, you're still actively doing
it. I mean, it comes with, like, humility, you know, being humble. But I'm also an athlete, so, you know, that's in our blood. We're warriors. I love to compete, but genuinely love to compete because, like, I want people to be better. I know you can be better. So we've been making people raise the bar ever since, if I may say.
As you should.
We've been making people, if you look around, we make people raise the bar. And, like, I was talking to some of my guys, like, literally about this, and we're just talking about how the game is developed, how some things can be some easier to people. But you have to realize, when you're, like, the pioneer and you're in charge of raising that bar, like, you did that out of pure creativity. Like, you can't be mad when you said it that way and you don't want to compete no more. Like, you know, like, you gotta get busy.
I don't understand that. So as far as competition,
like, so say for example, influencing a culture, like, I'm like an athlete, you want the game to get better.
First of all, I don't believe in I don't like that word influencer, but I believe in influence. But just,
you know. But people follow. Like, you look, like, I get my influence from, like, you know, great other DJs and great other, like, people who curated events, from even, like, stories of people bringing people together. Like, you understand the key thing in those positions is, like, that people are able to create and even create, establish more relationships that are sometimes, like, beneficial. Like, I know friends who've met at our parties, and now it just extended. Like, you get me? So imagine if we weren't having those gatherings where people were enjoying themselves that much, that allowed them to open those barriers and connect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's simple. And that's the same way I feel about the festivals and everything that we continue to do now.
So when you talk about the word competing, just so I could get this, is you're talking about you were setting standards, maybe, and then you've seen other people try to top those.
Yeah, that's nature. That's sport. Yeah. That's like sport. We can't get around that. We like how things look in a certain moment, and then it's like, ah, and then somebody does something else. Ah. Mm-hmm. And then it gets like to a way where it's like more and it gets institutionalized. It's the same way as, like, theory. You could go back to, like, Socrates and these guys. They wouldn't be as smart if they didn't challenge each other like by theory, you know?
I love that the way you put it is in the way that, like, when you grew up in the neighborhood, like, you're trying to, like, compete with each other, like, I'm better than you. Not like you didn't say it like that, and so I really like that he said it, right? It's pretty cool.
That's why I say it starts with humility, starts with being humble.
It does. You
ain't the best, I'm not the best, but I will hope that in the light that, so I will hope in the people's light that I would be the best, and then that also gives you the responsibility of doing it. Not everybody can do it, but, like, if you genuinely are not worrying and you understand, like, your craft, you can continue, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that you've been able to influence, because in a city like ours, because in different cities, they back each other up. And I feel like in a city like ours, like, people compete in a bad way. But the way that you've been able to move has been in such a, like, a way where, like, people respect you. Like, they're not, like, I was just talking to somebody about you earlier, and they're like, you know what? He doesn't really have any beef with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard a bad thing.
Never.
About
it's because, and I mean that. It's because as an influencer or a pioneer or leader, it's the way that people view you. They view you with such stature and respect. And I feel like people with that have a lot of power. And so how you react and how you treat other people is a reflection of how other people will view that. And I feel like a real leader, a real lion, a real person who preaches to be humble and be better is somebody who doesn't talk down on others in order for them to feel better than. And I think that's key in what a real leader is.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Like, if you're going to say be humble, then mean it and don't talk down on other people when things aren't your way.
Yeah. Because one thing I've been, like, learning to do over the past years is kind of be a little bit more, like, straightforward, but clear communication. Like, I don't want it to hurt you too bad, but I want you to know where it's like, now I can flip that switch and you're good. Like, because people, they do beat up themselves and they're like, oh, I can't do it, I can't. And it's like, you haven't been pushed enough. Because, I mean, I've learned that through growing up from the areas I have been in that's not been well, and doing things like from basketball and coaching, you're like, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? You still got to do it. Like, there comes a sense where it's like, all right, let me do it, and then let me reevaluate. You know what? I wasn't, you start to put it together, like, if it's really purposeful and it's not. So that comes from just being aware of it. Be like, most people are not aware. Just be aware of that.
I love that.
I like the reevaluate word. That's so important. I feel like a lot of people don't do that. Like, I think it's okay to be accountable on things after reevaluation. I feel like in life, you always have to reevaluate. Did I handle this situation well? Was this a good business move I made? What can I do to be better? And then hold yourself accountable in order to make that change, in order to make those moves to be better. And that's part of, like, being a creator. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to always go back to the drawing board. Like, you can't think, okay, I did this, I'm good, I'm set, I'm the king, I'm the woman, I'm this.
Yeah.
I think it's important going back always to the drawing board and knowing, like, there's more to be done.
Yes.
Also, the way that you move, like, you're able to connect with so many different types of culture. Like, you're so, like... It's crazy to see you. And then, like, I literally will see you at, like, big old events. And you're such a good, you can see your crowd. And then, like, you can.
Read people.
Exactly. Like, he's so good at that. And
that's a skill.
Yeah.
It is.
So, being observant of, like, movement and it's everything. You got to look up. You got to, it's different ways we can communicate. Mm-hmm. I had to learn that, like. You know, the hard way. You're riding the train, you're looking down, walking on the street. You got to look up sometimes. You got to look at people. It's going to give you so much information that you miss, you know? And then you go from there. Like, it's like a tool. They won't teach you that in school. They need to.
Have you ever felt in that? Like, I've seen you do such a good job when it comes to that. But have you ever gotten like that? Not backlash, but like that resistance from a specific group of people.
Oh, yeah.
And how'd you deal with that?
One of my other parties were like, the thing is, you just have to kind of know that, I wasn't kind of supposed to be here. One of my worst like parties, I could say, was like, man, y'all don't do this. Me and my friend, we had an event in Chinatown and we're playing like at a karaoke bar. Oh. And we were expecting like, you know, them to like get into like the party music that we like. No, that you had to. They just wanted to do karaoke. Like they're different. Like that culture's like. So knowing that, like, I will never step in there without doing like K-pop and sing songs. Like, you know, you
doing
have
your
to,
homework,
doing your homework, doing your research. Yeah, so like,
being prepared.
That's always like a like. For example, I just came from a few day trip to Thursday. We were in Philadelphia. Friday we were in New York. Mm. Saturday we were in DC. So. Those are all three different like environments, different parties, different people.
Facts, yeah.
Similar on the lines to music, and I want to go out and dance, you know. But if you take care of that and you cater to like what the city births, obviously the occasion, you could promote something. But at the end of the day, people are gonna be what they want to be. I know that. I can tell you that from countless dance parties. Like you find a blend. Like it's you got. That's what mixing is. You gotta. You know, you have to, that's what a DJ, it's like a really like DJing life. You know, I tell people I got life on like a mixer board. You know, I could tone down this person, blah, 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 at that ear and like focus on this because it's sounding good, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a get detailed in that. It's like Will.i.am was doing, he was doing a podcast not too long ago and he was talking about distortion and harmony. You know, when music harmonized, it just feels lovely. You're like, oh, I'm in love. Like, that's what that feels like. But when you're like down and out and you're depressed, it's a distortion. So it's the same thing. Crazy. It's the same thing that's with life. You know, you put your life on like a mixer board. Mm-hmm. You only open up the channels that you can have. If you can't do more than like two channels or four channels.
That's me. I can't do more.
Control.
She could.
No.
In an analogy, control those tempos, you know, control those speeds and then mix gradually.
And I think you could even add on to that, like, what music do you want to even bring on the board? There's some music that don't belong on that board. Facts. In your space.
Yeah.
And you got to know, like, get out. Yeah. The same for me. Not even tone down. Delete off the playlist, boo-boo.
Does it harmonize? You know what I'm saying?
No. With that being said, like, how do you, like, match basically the energy, right? And how do you know when you're doing that And when you just feel like so strong about something and not wanting to compromise, you know what I'm saying? Or feel like you're compromising your
artistry.
You gotta because it could happen.
But you have to lead though. You have to lead. Like when you step up there, it definitely is a job, you know. You gotta show them why you're there in the first place. Like, I'm here to make you dance. I'm not supposed to give you what you thought you were supposed to come here for. I'm supposed to make you be that. Like, oh, okay. Like, feel uncomfortable. Be like, yeah, did you want to move? Then move. Like, yeah. You know, talk to that person. Tell that person, man, did you hear that? Was that good? I don't see that enough. Like, I don't see people like, yo, when I go to like other cities, I see that kind of conversation amongst the crowd. That's the best thing I like to look for. That's really why I have my head up. I want to see people like, you hear this guy? What is he doing? Yeah. I want to see the ugly faces, like I want two people to catch each other doing the ugly face and that they don't even know each other. And then like, boom. And then
switch up.
And then at the moment, it's like people just talking about, you know, like how good that was. But between the things that we don't see, how we're talking, like how you don't see everything, all these other little conversations and moments, because these people are in good moods that they're going through because of that you just came from this fantastic experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like you can apply that to not if you're not a DJ, but if anywhere, you know what I mean? And I think for all of us, we're learning how to balance that better, you know? And I feel like I have a hard time because I feel like I can either be very direct or very passive, you know? And so people expect me more to be passive. And so when I'm being direct, then I'm just learning how to like be respectful, but at the same time, be able to bring your whatever you bring to things. And so I see you balance that very well, and I commend you for that.
Well, thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about, well, not talk, I want to ask you about, I feel like you're a huge mentor. Like, yes, you're a curator and you're a DJ and a producer and a creative director, but I feel like mentor is definitely a title that you're deserving of. There's so many people, like Julian, for example. He does a lot of the mixes for Latinos Juntos, and like, he has an ear for things. And like, I love working with him because like, I'll be like, okay, I want to do this in the movement, so give me a sound. And like, we build stuff from scratch. And we just had a conversation when we were working together like 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, Julian, when did you learn how to DJ? And he was like, Marcus. He's like, I literally at the parties, cool. I would just stand by the booth and watch. Then Marcus like literally took time to show me. And I know he's not the only person that you like mentor and you help grow the community with. And so like, what does mentorship look like for you right now? Like, what are you doing now to help other DJs, producers, event creators?
I've go forward trying to teach them balance, awareness of things that they don't know and how to like put it into like refinement. You know what I'm saying? I've been through it. Like, I don't want you to waste time. With something that I like, with creativity, I can kind of be not impatient, but like, if I see that you have the ability, I'm like, what are you doing? Go. Mm-hmm. You know, in a sense, like when they say you got it and like, you got to
lock in, hone in.
You got it. And if you're unsure and you're like, well, tell me why. And then I'm like, then I'll convince you why. Look at this like this.
Right.
Let's try this exercise. Let's, you know, like, just giving people information. Because like you said, it's like giving people flowers. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentorship. It's like, I want you to be better. I want you to be good, you know, because I want to see you smile or some shit like that. You know, like, I want to, that's exciting. I'm like, oh, man, I got to pick myself up, you know?
Yeah, that's some, like, next level stuff. Like, mentorship is next level things. Like, I feel like everybody here can create. But when you're able to teach and when you're able to mentor, like you're taking your craft to another level. And I think like, I want to be able to do that. So that was a great question.
It does a lot. So say, for example, how you were talking about, like raising the bar, like when you mentor, you know, you're going to raise the bar. So now if like I'm mentoring and I've been mentoring, I have all these scholars, like, you know, like Julian, phenomenal, killed it in the dance world. I'll be like, y'all got to come out to our events. I want to get you guys out there to our events. Cause I like our dance parties are lacking the performance, we brought something to the table. Like good DJs like me, like a lot of good DJs, when they make the preparations to bring and entertain and bring you something new through the skills that they accumulated through like practice mm-hmm. and hours that mm-hmm. nobody else seen, mm-hmm. like that's when you hear like the wow effects. Mm-hmm. When you be like, what is this guy doing? He's just playing. It's like, and you talk about another DJ. Yes, because they just probably downloaded something, bought some like expensive gear, and like they lied to somebody. my friend be saying like, yeah, but. You have to, like, mentoring is, and mentoring in a genuine way, like, mentoring not where you're, like, telling somebody what to do.
Yes.
You have to listen and just open up the options. And it's, you know, it's like, I want to be stronger in what way, physical or, like, mentally? Like, getting strong in those ways, you still have to do reps, but they're different. You know what I'm saying? They're, one is in the form of talking with, you know, mouth or just communicating, holding your head up and communicating with yourself. The other one's kind of like physical, where it's like we sometimes we don't like him. I don't want to talk. I don't want to run or something. Mm-hmm. But it's like those things are going to challenge you. And if you can do that challenge by yourself, like you can help somebody else get through that challenge in a sense, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Go ahead.
I was going to just say, you also did like off air kind of, we were diving into the, and I want to get your perspective on it because you did say something that was really interesting, but like, you know, you would be considered, I guess, if we're talking like on paper, a multi-hyphen, is that what they're called? Multi-something, you know what I'm trying to say? Where like you do multiple things, right? And truthfully, I think a lot of us here at this podcast even do, every single person, like we do 100 different things. And yes. I think that's kind of like where we are at today. A lot of creative people are just tapping into so many different things, you know? So you did mention though, you're like, oh, it gets complicated though at some point. So mm-hmm. what do you mean by that? So is it better to not list all that you do to the world and society, or like should we just be known as one thing? You know what I mean?
It can diminish its value because like where we are is kind of like people only want you to do one thing and that one thing good only. Like for example, from my perspective, like I don't think everybody in like the NBA or some of these places are really good. I just think they were fortunate enough to be around people in a certain good path and those opportunities came
that's
to them.
That's deep. Yeah.
Like, so, I mean.
Dang.
Yeah. That's
I get that. Yeah.
Straight like that. Straight like that. You gotta, like some people got it and some people, you know, they don't in that nature. It. But it's just like being knowledgeable for it. Like, so.
Yeah.
For example, man, like,
that was crazy.
I'm from Chicago, so when we see people like in the league, you know that like they could have went pro if they had support. Not all of us have that support. We don't have that family. You know, we don't have the time for that. You know?
You know what's crazy? That reminds me of like whenever I go, because my brother does the reselling, and whenever we go to the shows, there's some stores where like they come in with like such a dope setup and everything, and my brother always reminds me like, but we came up differently. He's like, they've had such a huge support, like financially from their family, and we haven't.
Like a head start.
You know, almost. And when you said that right out, I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Right. And it's a reminder to yourself, like you're at places where you are because you've got something, not because like you paid your way there. You know what I'm saying? So.
I've been trying to compound my value. Like, that's what it's all like coming to. It's like a compound value. Like, so doing all these doing all the multi-facet things and keeping them like focused will eventually create like a compound interest if you want to get into that per se. If you do too many things that spread people out too far where they're like, and they have no connection,
yes,
you start diminishing your value so that people are going to be like, so what do you really do? You know?
I see what you're saying. So,
like I told you before, like I consider myself in like the corporate world. If I want to work with anybody business to business, I am a creative director. A creative director operates on many, you know, multiple, you know, assets of controlling logistics, even creating, you know, we know how to do things. That's why it's creative director.
It's a like, huge thing, yeah.
And then if I tell the wrong person or something, I'm just a DJ. Mm-hmm. They consider that as like a hobby or something for like entertainment.
They've already boxed you in.
But whole time, it's like it's actual profession of like my artistry. I treat this like I get up and put up do put hours of research and repetition to not only like perform well, but to also make these agreements and these deals with other business people to say to secure income, which like we all do, you know. And producer, that's somebody who can put things together, you know, in a timely fashion. Even if it's music, executive producer for movies, like, so if you have to explain those in a very professional way, because if you don't do it right or within the right seconds, they'll jump to assumptions and diminish the value of that, which is like people are not getting their flowers if you look at it a certain way.
It's so hard to swallow that for me, because I get exactly what you're saying. I get where you're coming from, but it's hard for me to do that personally. It's so hard for me to, because when it comes to me being on brand, I'm like kicking at Bucky, like where I don't want to be like refined in that
one dimension.
No, yeah. I don't want to be like, I don't want to have to do that, but it's so cool that you've been able to do that. And it's gotten you to places that your talent obviously has gotten you there, but because you've been able to refine yourself in a sense, like you're where you're at, you know what I'm saying? And I think to me, it's hard for me to swallow that, because I don't want to like learn a lot of things, but then at the same time, I'm like, I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Hard work beats talent.
In the sense where like, I don't, like, I told my brother the other day, like, I told him, like, dude, just be yourself, like.
Yeah.
Because he tries to sound to me like someone that he's not. And to me, and we're different, like, types of business, but but when I see you, I see, like, greatness, and I see, and it doesn't change because you have been able to evolve, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like, when you grow up a certain way, you look down on that, you know? And you shouldn't, because this is what's going to get you to being at your best, you know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, you have to, it's kind of like you have to experience some things, you know? Some people are scared to experience, in a sense of, like, I think that's going to go wrong. I've been learning to kind of like put that aside a little bit more too, especially as these years have been going up. That's why that's kind of, if you see anybody or if you look into like how they do, like just kind of, you know, advance in a certain way or sometimes rapidly, they kind of just say, like throw away like those bad worries and they just go. When you know how some people say go with God or something like that, you just go. Like, why are you like worrying about like what other people think or what you can accomplish that you haven't tried yet. You know what I'm saying? Just question that deep. Like, we're not perfect. Everything's going to hit us. Sometimes we're dehydrated. Sometimes we don't have energy. You know, you're going to feel a certain way. But, like, if you're consciously aware the whole time, you'll find your... Because you might not even find it in yourself. You might find it through conversation. Mm. You might find it through just a moment looking at something. But just be aware of it, man, and don't worry too much, you know? That's what I can say in that sense, you know? It's all what you know, because like, I like to go through life in a flow, you know, but also handle my objectives. Because if you're flowing where you're going, sometimes...
You need some direction.
Yeah, the system's not going to like... It's not going to go for you. You might flow into like where it's not... Everywhere. Where there's not that much... Don't flow where the resources get scarce too. That's like what some people... And That happens naturally when you don't objectively, oh man, we got to go this way, you know? Be knowledgeable of that, for real.
Yeah.
Love that.
So can you tell us a little bit about, like, you already said you were on like a tour. Mm-hmm. You were in New York and then you were here and that. How did that even come about? It's you and like four other DJs?
So shout out to the broski, Gio Sands.
Shout him out.
Resides out of Humble Park, Logan Square, Boricua, you know, similar communities. You know, we birthed in, like, you know, hip-hop, Chicago itself, the bad and the good, the entertainment, the culture. Just real humbly recognizing game across the city, cultivating relationships. Like, I did a post earlier today to kind of, like, show, like, where it, like, started and now what we have accomplished. It started from me just having a startup, you know, bar, but understanding that people like him are in the game and they're doing their work in their city. and in their areas, they could be over here, but it, you know, it doesn't work like that. But I want to know how that would look over here. I'm interested. I want to, you know, I want to meet this person because mm-hmm. I have the ability to arrange that. Fast forward to the tour. He gets the opportunity to do a 3-city tour. He gets to pick some of the people he wants to rock that he feels deemed to play with. You know what I'm saying? You have, it's his taste. It's his brand. something that he holds like dear. So opening it up and inviting, coming out with people that he trusts to not only, you know, drive with him in the form of safety, but also to secure, like, you know, other things and to provide a musical experience for other cities and create other relationships. Like, that's culture of this. This mm-hmm. is how we, like, build, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
That's culture. And, like, and it so is. Fast forward and all the little in-betweens before people skip over there, like, from not only, like, I showed, like, him playing with me at Twisted, I showed him how when he first started the event, he was like, yo, I want to start this event over here. And I'm like, yo, do that. It's going to be popping. Not, you know, I think some people kind of like when this idea is like, oh, let me jump in. No, listen a little bit more. Listen it out. Hear them. It's kind of like a conversation like with like your girlfriend or something or your boyfriend. You just need to listen sometimes and let them do it, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. then support it when you see the time to you need to support. Fast forward, multiple parties, bringing our people together. We do put a yacht party that we did one time from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Watch the sunrise come up. Banger. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? In That's Chicago, awesome. Banger. And then watching like his success, you know, he had to depart, you know, from Chicago because you know about Chicago, it gets like scarce. But it's not that we don't love it, but it's business. Like at one point from like the craft, you start to understand like the business of the reach because you want to potentially affect people for the better. So we get into that. And man, this relationship's fire. His family, yo. He's like, they're all my family. I brought my little bro out there for mm-hmm. Jay Santos. He mm-hmm. debuted in New York, killed it. You know, I don't know if people are looking at Chicago music and DJs who play like world class dance parties, house music, like that. We seriously like love this and they don't even know you guys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, they don't even know how great you guys are and your assets and you were over here in Chicago. You know, we only got people over there, but it's just like in these little spaces and things that we create. I would want them to know about you guys if I have the opportunity, you know?
Have you ever been in a place where, like, the opportunity has come up of you moving?
I was going to ask that. Like, do you see yourself staying in Chicago?
And, oh, okay. And are you one of those people like myself that I'm like, I don't mind traveling for a client, you know what I mean? But I, you know, like, I have that, when you have that, that stubbornness, like I want Chicago to pop off. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
because
yes,
you believe
yes.
so much in your city. And so like keeping all that in mind, what do you think?
Like I'm in the mood to go anywhere now, but I'm also knowledgeable enough to know that I just have to make preparations to, all right, because you know, Chicago won't be here. It's not really going to go far, you know, but as far as like my relations and like who I work with, and I have to make sure those are like soundly in place so I can mm-hmm. now relocate. As far as living, what does it kind of say? You have to be in your environment, you know, like I can handle Chicago environment for the time being. Is it the best place for like me playing? Probably not. I can go somewhere else and people be like, we need you to play here. We're going to give you this and that, you know? However, this is my homes and I'm also like, we will build here. We will have it secured where we can now go on a sabbatical or may you say and visit and show them how we can come back to this.
Kind of how like Kanye did.
Exactly. That's what it kind of takes for like Chicago to kind of accepting. Because we're just so good, man. It's like we have so many different things and it's like, well, why you got to go over there? And it's like, and we stop at a point of where it's like, I'm good, but are we good?
That's crazy.
You know, like, yeah. I'm good, but are we good?
It takes a lot of being able to grow within, like, to be able to see that. Take those steps. Yeah. Where,
that
like,
is facts. So I was going to say, before we wrap up, if anybody has any final questions, but mine for you would just be, like, going off everything that you said today, right? Like, Nestor asking, like, you know, if something about like Chicago, like would you relocate, would you stay, whatever, what would be something, or what are you working on at the moment, right? Yeah. That what's happening next? Now in your life, and what is next? I know summer's coming, it's huge, mm-hmm. in summer. Chicago, like we own summer.
Yeah, summertime. You know,
so what is like happening for you? And it can be personal stuff too as well.
So a lot just happened. So if I can structure it in a very simple way, think about it as like my gallery as an artist. I have resident events that I do on a weekly base where it's like, yes. a gallery of music. I do a party called Tribe, which is, mm-hmm. a world collective of house music, honestly, soulfully coming straight from Chicago, but with all the worldly influences, because we are people from many different nations. That event incorporates the production of a full-blown show and a dance party where musicians, performers are all invited and guided amongst the knowledgeable maestros of DJs who know how to respectfully intertwine all of that, or respectfully perform their slot, you know, in a sense. You know, it's a party where you take care of all those little different aspects. And then, mm-hmm. as a creative director, going into all the festivals and managing different bar crawls in my community, hopefully I want to like have those where those business also ultimately help institutionalize the craft and provide the outlets of which we once had that we don't have anymore in Chicago. Like there's no classes or kids can just go and literally focus on like playing music and learning about music, just chilling, like after school like stuff, all of that. It's not enough. We had, like when I came up, we had a bunch of that. That's why I was able to like break dance, do videography. Mm-hmm. I do all my own promo, do all my own advertising work, branding. People don't know that. They'd be like, but I do all of that too, graphic, mm-hmm. design, mm-hmm. and everything. Yeah. But it's like, now I can't put that on a job title because now you're going to want me doing that. You're taking away from my artist. Like that's just what I have as, you know?
Yeah.
That work, putting all that work together. So like, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but at the end of the day, like I'm an artist and like Chicago's like my gallery, if I may say.
I love that. I'm an artist and Chicago's my gallery.
That's the title of this episode.
Yes, it is.
And then there's touring galleries. Some people, mm-hmm. bring their galleries around the world, and that's simply what I want to do with music, mm-hmm. and our community and people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love it.
Well, we'll be at all the, well,
we will.
You'll be there at a plus.
A
yeah.
baby Bjorn on yeah. my chest. Yeah,
we'll be there.
I'm excited.
We're gonna be at the events for
I'll
sure.
I'll support as much as I can.
No, yeah, I'm outside. I saw.
I'm outside this.
What
summer
did I? Too, oh, girl, I am outside ish. This summer. I didn't drink last summer, starting in the end of July.
Yeah.
So that was my last drink. Was when I was in where the hell did I go? To Mexico.
Yeah, this summer. This summer just dropped, man. Like my homies, they just dropped in Micha.
I was going to say, Micha Fest is happening in July 13th.
Oh, yeah, July 13th.
I put all this in my calendar. I'm so fucking lame.
Oh. But are we advertising Micha Fest?
We sponsor
It's our gallery. They should. Trust me, I'm working on a lot of that, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of people should be like helping back in the communities. But it's a deeper than we know it, because it's just so expensive to do a lot of things and all these different. You know,
but the money's out there. That. The money, yeah. And all that's out there. We just got to put it together.
Know that. If I could say one thing to people, we're all affected by that. But once we master that and we know that and we can work in our system, then we just think about our community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Love that.
That's why I love these festivals. Like, and I'm not just saying it because you're literally here, but like your festivals, the ones that you're a part of, like I think are the only ones that I really pop out to on the summertime. Like, mm-hmm. to be completely honest, like I know there's a ton and I know, and there's no shade to any other ones. I just physically don't go to them for some reason. But like the ones in Pilsen or Southside, mm-hmm. like I don't know why. Maybe because to me it's like nostalgic. It's home. I don't know.
Those are the two perfect words, like nostalgic and home. Because if we rewind back to the beginning of this episode, like he talked about like these parties in the metro or even just basement house parties.
Literal basement house
like,
party.
We were there. So it's like you're giving us that same feeling. I was there. Same. You're giving us that same feeling. But like they're also like very family friendly, a lot of these too. And like you see kids dancing and you see kids like enjoying the art. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's key, is that like it doesn't end. It's going to keep on going and building generations and building.
It's always going to be inspirational. Like, you know, it's inspirational per se. So
for sure.
I had a comment, but like it's probably like a going to lead to a whole nother conversation. But are there people that you don't, because she said something like, all the ones that you do, right? As far as the projects that you're part of. Why is there certain things that you don't do and why?
Because they don't take care of people. It's all mm-hmm. one-sided. It's one-dimensional. I can't do that. It's like it's like you're literally walking into a lie. It's hard, man. And it's like you don't. Nah, I have to. I can't be in that, you know. Because then you have to like. Well, they're okay, and no, nah, that dude's a fucking asshole. Don't work with him.
Yeah,
you know, or like all that shit. You got to be like
that's big.
Because my thing is that. Somebody says you should never work with somebody who doesn't care about you. Like they're not like you're working for them and they don't even care how you're eating. They don't even care about like how you're living. What if you're about to have a baby? If your boss doesn't care about like where your baby's going to go to school and that like acts about like, oh, you're just like a number to them. Yo, man, peace. Yo, no way.
I agree. I think that's a representation like. Mm-hmm. Who you have in your space and who you choose to partner with, looking at their morals, their values, the way they come off is so important because if they don't align with yours, that's not going to work.
That's where my question was going. Like, is there people on top of them not taking care of their people? Is there people that have certain beliefs that because they have those beliefs, then you don't fuck with them? And I'm not talking about
it's not like mess with them. It's just like keep it 100. What do you want? Like, what do you want our presence for? What do you want like my time for? I'm very like that with my friends. Even if I ask you to come for something or you, I'm not gonna like waste your time. I'm gonna make sure if you're doing like braids for me, I'm gonna make sure you have a deposit or everything you need to be secure about the time that you're about to spend doing that for me.
Yeah.
And
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? So your employees or somebody who you want to work with, if you're not worried about my time and you're only worried about like my grind piece, like I can't, mm-hmm. you're just trying to piggyback about that stuff, you know? Yeah. Like take care of people's time and you'll be good.
Take care of people's time. I love it. Well, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for, you know, spending the episode here and just for dropping all your knowledge. And we got to like kind of dive more into you and get to know you, which was really cool. Keep doing your thing and, you know, stay humble, stay busy, stay happy. All the above.
Stay connected.
Stay connected. Where can we follow you to keep up with you for those who are tuning in as well? Where can they do that?
You can follow me on IG, mdoc312, mdoc312 everywhere. I mean, for SoundCloud, music, everything, Spotify.
Yes.
You'll find me, mdoc312 from Chicago.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yes. I think this could have been like a part one and part two, but
we'll have to have him back then.
Yeah, I think we should just have him back.
The floor is yours. The mic's
yours. But I'm sure we're going to continue to work with each other and be doing more
cool
things. We will. These conversations need to be had. Like, absolutely. We don't communicate. Like right now, I'm going back to the crib to communicate some stuff. And it's just because, like I said, people communicate in different ways from different perspectives, different times and place. So
you're
going to get that.
That is true. And make sure to follow the podcast at Never Too Shy as well. Follow me at Paulina Rowe.
At Taco Tati.
At The Bra Bro.
That's right. And again, Never Too Shy Pod on Instagram. I always fuck this part up, so I want to make sure I got it. We love you guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Peace. Thank you. Thank you.